You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody.
Hello, Dr. Stan.
It's good to have you with us this evening, and Melody, of course, is in the gold and silver business, and she's been with Radio Liberty for, pretty close to 9 years, at least, somewhere in that 8 or 9 years, and we appreciate having her on because I think it's so vitally important that people out across America understand what's really going on in the world, and you're not going to get this from the controlled media. But Europe is in terrible, terrible straits. See, even Germany's economy is contracting. And certainly, if we get down in Spain, they've got all sorts of terrible scandals. They've got terrible scandals in Italy. These countries are certainly going further and further behind. And the only reason they're functioning at all is because they're getting massive loans from the European Central Bank, which may be getting the loans from the Federal Reserve System. We don't know. Everything's done in secret. But they're creating all sorts of money out of nothing, pouring it into these countries, which are literally bankrupt. There's no way they'll ever be able to pay the money back. And I think all we're doing is simply putting off the day of reckoning, which is coming for Europe. It's coming for China, where the economy is contracting, but I fear it's coming from America as well. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I agree. And what we have to remember, too, this is all about monetary policy. It is all about all of these countries worldwide. They're carrying fiat currency. And when you have these fiat currencies, there's no restrictions. There's no accountability. And it really all comes back to this. They continue spending. We have the problems that we have. They create bubbles, and then the bubbles break, and they move on to the next one. The bubbles create recession, depression, and they never go away. They just get covered up. And you have all these problems with all these countries, and they're all the same symptoms because they're all on a fiat currency. They're all going to have debt. We're all going to see a slowdown in world economies. We're seeing them. Again, Europe's problems didn't go away. They were just sort of fixed, like they fix our economy, and they create the illusion that things are better. They do all their monetary manipulations and programs, and they throw money at all their programs and all the banks in order to keep the system flowing. But in the meantime, we all know that you cannot buy yourself out of the fixes that they've created. There is a day of reckoning. Now, there's so many people out there that try to make predictions on when things are going to happen and how it's going to happen. What I do know is when you have a fiat currency, your currency loses its value. We've seen what the U.S. dollar has done in the past. We saw that it's only, we see now, it buys only a little less than a nickel's worth. And so we've experienced the decline of the U.S. dollar. And the currencies around the world are all manipulated. They're all rigged. And so it's very difficult. And as we see the dollar decline, the prices increase. And, of course, this is why we buy gold and silver, to preserve our wealth against these times. It's going to happen. We've seen our dollar lose its value. It's going to continue. There will be a day of reckoning.
And, Chris, you remember when we had a penny stamp? You could mail a letter for a penny, and then it went up to 3 cents eventually. Ladies and gentlemen, it's cost 46 cents now to mail a letter. Why is that? Is because it's more expensive? No, because the value of our currency is being systematically destroyed. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And we're going to be back here in just a moment or two. I would love Melody Cedarstrom. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But it's vitally important you understand that we're on the verge of a financial collapse in America.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening, Melody Cedarstrom. We're talking about what's going on financially in the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, and would like, if you have something that you'd like to say, or if you have a question. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the people who are not making preparations at the present time for the coming economic collapse are the ones who are going to be caught, and they're going to lose most of what they have. Most Americans really can't believe that the dollar is in jeopardy. Most Americans, if they don't have the money in their bank, they have it hidden away someplace, without realizing, of course, that certainly this has happened dozens of times throughout history. This is why when the founding fathers of America created this country, they insisted that every state consider the only form of currency was to be gold and silver. Why? Because they knew that they'd had inflation back at the time of ancient Athens and their financial irresponsibility, and ancient Greece had destroyed the country. They knew that certainly 300 years after Christ was born, Diocletian, the emperor of Rome, had to declare wage and price controls because they'd created an artificial prosperity, and it became a capital crime, actually, to increase prices over above the prices that were laid out by the Roman government at that time, and the whole system didn't work, and Diocletian eventually had to resign as emperor, and actually he went off and raised cabbages, because they could not control the economy once it destroyed the financial stability of ancient Rome. And this has happened time and again, you know, from about 1,000 down to 1600, 1700. Our founding fathers knew history. They just don't teach this in schools today. They don't teach it in colleges. You can read a book we have. It's called Fiat Money Inflation in France. Talk about what happened in France in 1789. When, of course, they had a fiat currency, they actually had the French Revolution, and they said, look, we're going to create prosperity, we're going to print money and back it by all the property that we seize from the king and the nobles. So there'll be something behind the property, behind the currency we're printing, and we're going to have prosperity, we're going to provide money for all of the people, and the system worked wonderfully. It really did. I mean, everybody began to have money, and the economy boomed for a time. Until eventually, of course, the effect of all that influx of money didn't do any good, so they had to put in more money, and then more money, and then more money, until the whole system eventually collapsed under inflation, and then they had to have a dictator to get the country back. And that dictator's name was Napoleon Bonaparte, who took them off into a series of disastrous wars. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just where we're headed today. Exactly the same line. And basically, of course, when our society collapses, they're going to be looking for an all-powerful ruler, which is why the people who want an all-powerful ruler and a dictatorship are pushing this financial irresponsibility, which is what is going on in America today. Fabulous amounts of money are simply being created as we lend money to countries all throughout the world, and we simply print more and more and more money. And the only reason we don't have runaway inflation is because the banks are sitting on massive, the banks are sitting on about $2 trillion of money and not lending it out. The corporations, which are part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness, are sitting on $1.5 trillion, and they're not letting it out. The Federal Reserve System has over $3 trillion, and of course, they're simply using it to buy up Treasury bonds and mortgage bonds, of course, to stabilize the banks. The banks are head over heels in debt. The whole financial system is a house of cards, and the average American has little understanding, and they're not going to if the whole system collapses. And then, of course, they're going to say, how did it happen? We need a strong leader to get it straightened out. Maybe another Napoleon. What are your thoughts, Melody? And incidentally, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. What are your thoughts, Melody?
We are going the same way. We will go the same way, and we're going to pull the rest of the world all down because everything is so intertwined anymore. You have this massive market of derivatives that disassociates all these countries. All of these countries are all together. And they all work in concert to keep things going as status quo. They keep the markets from falling. They keep the money flowing. They keep the banks from failing. They keep all this from happening. But they really can only do it for so long. They will lose control. People will wake up. The markets will collapse. The monetary policies, the financial system will collapse. And when we have that collapse, another one does come along. And we're just not sure what will arise after the collapse. I can only hope that we have enough decent people that will be able to take over to where we can have another system of the same, a better system, maybe go back and get us back on the gold standard. It's good to see a lot of our states, several of them, I think there's 11 or 13 of them, that in their legislation are backing coinage. Gold and silver coinage, and we've recently seen states take a stand against gun control and not willing to enforce any of the federal regulations that might come down. So we're seeing states take an independent stand against some of these. We've seen it happen with the health care bill. And so these are good signs. So let's just hope these states remain strong and that they can continue. And they need phone calls. You know, I encourage folks in our program. Sometimes it seems like our phone calls don't mean anything, but we still have to pick up that phone and make the phone calls, send letters, send emails, and we can't stop doing that.
Well, we hear talk, you know, that basically we're going to have America, the dollar, lose its position as the sole reserve currency of the world. And people are saying, well, certainly we should have perhaps the euro as the secondary reserve currency. That could certainly be utilized. We'd have two reserve currencies, and people could then pick out which reserve currency they want. And then people are saying, well, what we really need to do is have gold and silver as a reserve currency. And what people don't understand is China is the largest gold producer in the world today. But they're not only the largest gold producer, they're not selling any of that gold. They're importing massive amounts of gold into China at the present time. And basically, of course, China certainly does not have as much gold as we do, but it's gaining amount. I think Germany is the second largest holder of gold in the world with something like 3,000 tons, something like that. We have 9 or 10,000 tons or something like that. But basically, why? Because China is coming up a strong second. They're importing massive amounts of gold over there. I certainly believe that before long, they will be the largest gold holder in the world. They want something solid behind their currency. And we seem to be intent upon destroying ours. That doesn't make sense. Why would our leaders do everything they can to get us into such a massive debt that it can never be paid off? Right now, they tell us, well, we're about $16.5 trillion in debt. I think $16.4 trillion, and they're going to raise that ceiling another $300 billion, $400 billion. But what they don't understand is that if you use the generally accepted accounting principles, so-called GAAP principles for accounting, our federal debt is about $86 or $87 trillion. It'll never be paid off. I was just reading an article from Switzerland today. The Union Bank of Switzerland had actually sent me a treatise. Anybody wants to read it would be glad to get you a copy of it, written by a European currency expert, former member of the European Central Bank. And his position talking about America is that America is bankrupt. There is no way that America, with the massive debt we have, can ever possibly pay off our debt. And this is the way the Europeans are looking at it. And I think it's only a matter of time before the European banks begin to try to distance themselves as much as they can from the United States. Do you hear anything about this sort of thing, Melody?
The U.S. is bankrupt. We have debt that we can't pay. It will never be repaid. And so we follow this path. They're going to continue to try to inflate it. They're going to continue to throw money at it. And it goes until it won't go anymore, until some sort of an event, whether created or natural, will make the system fall. And I believe I've said for a long, long time, when you have all these currencies and they're manipulated for their trade, you're going to have to stabilize it. You're going to have something that will be equally acceptable, that will be equally accepted by all these countries. So I believe, yes, gold will be used. I'm not so sure that it will be the Chinese currency that will be the reserve currency of the world, but I do believe gold will be a major player in stabilization of the currencies. I believe they could use a basket of currencies in which gold will be in there. I don't think the euro, I don't think there's going to be two reserve currencies. You know, I don't think the euro is going to go away. I think we do need the euro. We might be using the euro now. You're going to see it bounce back and forth with our dollar. As the euro gains a little bit of strength, we're going to see our dollar lose its value, and then it'll be reversed itself. But these are all day-to-day manipulations that they do, and it really doesn't mean anything. The long-term event is we have debt that we can't pay. They will have to stabilize the world currencies for debt. They used to use gold as a trade unit. They had a gold trade unit. So we're either going to have to go back to that, or they're going to have some sort of a gold-backed basket of currencies, which I believe the Chinese currency will be in there. They will add that to the basket of currencies and probably some other ones. That's the only way that they'll be able to stabilize and keep all these countries from manipulating their currencies.
And ladies and gentlemen, I think that people are going to have to recognize the fact that we're having real financial problems here in America, and basically our leaders have no intention of doing what's responsible. Basically, they just voted an extra $50 billion to give it to the people on the East Coast because of the hurricane they had back there, Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. We don't have the money, ladies and gentlemen. It's all being created. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And, of course, our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And give us a call if you have a question or comment. Right now we have Doug with us from Spokane. Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just great. So what do you think about what's going on financially? Do you think most people really have a grasp of what's going on or can believe that the dollar is going to be destroyed and most people are going to be impoverished before this is over?
Well, I'm going to tell you a little story. This is from coming from my son. He's 8 years old. His name's Alex, and we're sitting in the bedroom the other day, and he's got a quarter in his hand and his wallet full of dollars and fives and stuff from his allowance. I said, Alex, what's worth more? He looks at me and goes, the quarter. I said, why? He goes, because it's pretty. I said, okay, well, what's that dollar in your wallet worth? Well, they're worth nothing. I said, why? Because it's just paper. And then he looks at me and goes, but they're still worth something right now because I can buy stuff in the stores. I said, yeah, you're right. They are still worth something right now.
And as long as people believe the dollar has value, they'll adhere to it. But when they suddenly realize that people throughout the world are dumping their dollars and the prices are starting to go through the ceiling, and of course, basically at that point, when people suddenly realize that they have no value, why, of course, there's going to be panic in America, as there has been repeatedly down through the ages in other countries that are doing exactly what we're doing today. How'd you get such a smart son?
What's that?
How did you get such a smart son?
Well, I try and educate him. And you know, he is right, though. I mean, they still take the money in the stores. And I understand prices are going up. I think we're a couple years away, many years away from having a serious problem. I think we will have the problems. But you got to remember one thing. Shakespeare said it best. Give them bread and circuses, okay? The powers that run the world know that they can't make the masses mad. So, you know, if they do come out with a new currency, whatever it may or may not be, they're going to offer people to go in and trade their dollars in on this new currency. You got to remember, they can't make the masses mad, because if they do, the masses will get educated. So we really don't know how it's going to end up, but you got to think about that. They don't want to make people upset. They want them to go on with their lives of thinking that everything's okay, and that they don't want people to figure out what's really going on. So I think that a complete and total collapse might be out of the question, just because they can't make people mad. Because once people get angry, they start getting educated and they start reading books, and they don't want that to happen. So there's another take on what's really going on. I mean, that's just my idea. It's just an idea, but.
Well, I hope that you are right and that this is held off for a long time. Sooner or later, the whole system is going to collapse, because with federal debt of about $86 trillion, and then, of course, we have all the state debts. All the states are hawked, too, because they have these massive pension funds, and basically they don't have the money in the pension funds to pay it out, so they're borrowing money. Everybody's borrowing money just to keep things...
Right.
Go ahead.
You're absolutely right, and there will be something that happens. Interest rates are artificially low right now. They should be a lot higher than they are, because money is hard to come by. And if you try and go out and get money in a different market other than conventionally, you'll find out how expensive money is. And that is really what money's worth. And also, you know, the gold and the silver is being artificially kept down. We all know that. And the thing is, people need to go out and buy gold and silver while they still can, because when it does get bad, whatever does happen, you're not going to be able to find gold and silver. But you got to remember one thing. You can't eat gold and silver, so you need to have food and water for your family and fuel. You have to have other things that are important besides just gold and silver.
And I think that right now, of course, there's a very real shortage on silver coins. In other words, the 90% silver coins. Melody, how are you doing getting those silver coins?
Well, we can get them, but the premium is high on it.
How much? How high is it now? What percentage over actual silver value?
Wholesale was running about $1.80 over, which is high for silver, for 90% silver. So, and that's wholesale prices. So,
my friend just bought a bunch of silver, and he paid a buck over spot.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, for having me, Doctor.
Okay, Doug. Well, thank you so very much. I think you've got a great grasp of what's going on. I wish everybody had as good a grasp as you do. Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Melody, what is your website? How can people get in touch with you?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com. That is dgscoins.com.
And Melody, to take good care of you, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Tony is calling from San Jose. He wants to know where the Treasury gets the gold that they use to mint their the gold eagles that they sell. Melody thinks that they actually probably are buying it on the market. And Tony thinks that maybe they're using our own stores for that. And I think we just don't know where the gold is coming from. We do know two things. First of all, part of the federal government's gold is deposited with the Federal Reserve System in New York. And basically, they have subterranean basements there in New York where they have big piles of gold sitting on pallets. And they'll have a pallet that's American gold. They'll have a pallet that's British gold, a pallet that's German gold. In fact, that's where the Germans, so much of the German gold, the Germans have about 3,000 tons of gold. And a lot of it has been sitting right there in New York, and they wanted it back, and we won't give it to them. I suspect it's because we don't really have it. But basically, I think we're having real problems, such that we don't know where the government's getting the gold, Tony. We're just going to have to wait and see. One of these days, the truth will come out. But you and I may not be around to see it.
Well, I think it's going to be sooner than that, Doug. And see, you're getting ahead of me because see, that's where I was heading to. Is just what you were mentioning about the German gold. All right, now they're asking for about 300 tons to be returned. That's all. Okay, that's all they want is about 300 tons, which is, percentage-wise, is not very much. Now, supposedly, we have about, we're supposed to have, like 8,000 tons in reserves. But, I mean, I've been saying for a long time, there's a few things the government will not ever let you see. And one of them is Area 51, Obama's birth certificate, and the Golden Fort Knox. I mean, there's just no chance of us ever getting to see any of those things. So, but now the Bundesbank, maybe, I think it was about 6 months ago, they sent representatives, it could have been a year, they sent representatives to the Federal Reserve. They wanted to see their gold, and they were turned away. And about 3 months ago, the Bundesbank put in a request to the Federal Reserve to do a full audit of their gold, and they were refused. So now they're asking for a very small percentage of their gold, which is 300 tons, and it's going to take 7 years to deliver it. And
I think that they're going to get 300 tons a year for 7 years.
No. It's 300 tons within 7 years.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, Melody, what are your thoughts on what Tony is saying?
Well, I mean, I think he's right. We have no accurate accounting of what gold we have. You know, everybody knows that Fort Knox is empty. We're not allowed in there to see. It would be really easy to prove it. Just open the doors and let us in there and take it in accounting. The same way as the Federal Reserve. Never been audited, all these things we're not allowed to have access to. I believe gold will be the biggest scandal ever, because I do believe there's in all these places where gold is supposed to be, it is not.
And I think the important thing to understand is that since Germany was turned down on getting their gold back, now Switzerland is asking for their gold. This is being held elsewhere, and I think maybe their gold is being held in England. I'm not certain. The Netherlands is asking for their gold. Venezuela is asking for their gold. Countries throughout the world, which have always gone along with this phony fiat money system, suddenly are now demanding their gold back. And I think that Germany is very wise to want the gold back. The fact that they will not give them, we will not give them their gold back, certainly speaks a great deal. Okay, Tony, do you have a point you'd like to make on this? Because we got a couple of other callers.
Oh, well, my only point is that in the good old days, like when Franklin Roosevelt was president, if you want to call those good old days, they were the biggest fear that the banksters have is a run on the bank. In other words, you put your gold in the bank, and then you want your gold back, and it's all gone. It's really starting to look like the Federal Reserve, and Franklin Roosevelt and the whole confiscation of gold has gone sour, and it's really starting to look like there's no gold, and it's starting to look like there's going to be a run on the bank. But this time, it looks like that it could be countries that are demanding their gold and not just individuals.
Well, as I said, Switzerland has demanded their gold, Venezuela has demanded their gold, Netherlands has demanded their gold, and I think you're absolutely right. Which is going to be, these are exciting times, Tony, and I think, tragically, I think an awful lot of people are going to be destroyed and devastated before this is over. God bless.
Well, I would only recommend that anybody who has anything that represents gold and they don't have the possession of it, like whether, if they have some sort of like gold fund or whatever, that they seriously consider doing like Germany and actually having the gold where they can put their hands on it.
And the other thing is, do not keep your money in bonds. Do not keep your money in the bank and deposit it. Don't keep it in your bedroom, under your mattress. Paper money is worth the paper it's printed on. Well, it would be if there wasn't something ink all over it. God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Tony. Let's go to Carol, who's calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Melody, before we get to Carol, do you have any thoughts at all upon what Tony was saying?
Well, I think he makes a point, and I've been running into this a lot lately. There's a lot of discussions about sending your gold overseas and sending it to Canada and sending it here and buying certificates, and so you don't have to worry about taking care of your gold. Folks, you really don't own it unless you have physical delivery of it. If you have, multiple millions of dollars in gold, you can afford to put some overseas if it makes you feel more comfortable. But for 99% of the folks out there, you want to take physical delivery of your gold. And you do want to prepare with food and water and other necessities. Gold is there to preserve your purchasing power. It is your savings account. And that is very important. No, you can't eat gold, but I'll guarantee you, if you preserve your purchasing power, you can pretty much buy any type of food that you want. You can't really compare gold with food, but get your food. It is very important. It doesn't matter what budget you have. You can still go out there. If you don't have a budget for gold, you still have a budget to pick up extra cans of things. There's way you can pick up food and store it and just use it and replace it to where at least you'll have your shelf full and be protected.
Amen to that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I would simply add to what Melody had said, also make sure you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that is the one thing that may sustain us when everything begins to fall apart. And now let's get to go to Carol, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Carol. How are we doing?
Hi. Just fine tonight. Thanks, Dr. Stan. I was wondering if you had time to talk just a little bit about derivatives. I watched a documentary last night, and it had to do with a woman. Her name was Bourne, B-O-R-N. Who had warned about the what they were doing with derivatives in the 2008 crash and everything, and I guess I don't totally understand. Are there good derivatives and bad derivatives? I'll just hang up and see if you have anything to say about that and what part that's going to play again.
Well, I will tell you, that gets into high finance. Melody, would you like to discuss and explain to Carol what a derivative is and why they are such a terrible, terrible danger today?
She's right. Most people don't understand derivatives. It's very
confusing. I can't hear, so I'm going to hang up.
Thank you, Carol. It's very confusing. Most people don't understand, and they can become very complicated. But basically, my understanding, it is an insurance policy. It's an agreement between two parties, and you have one insuring the other with assets. The problem is these underlying assets can be stocks, bonds, commodities, and lots of times there isn't anything there. They don't have to have any underlying asset, and then I believe they resell these derivatives. So it can become very complex. And there's trillions of, I don't even know the number anymore of how many trillions of dollars.
They say somewhere between about $600 trillion and about $1.25 quadrillion. These are amounts of money that are beyond our comprehension. I mean, there's only $60 trillion in the world, and certainly there are at least $600 to $800 trillion in derivatives out there, and their insurance policies without any money behind them. How can you write an insurance policy when you don't have any money to back it up in case things go bad? Well, you hope things don't go bad. You make a lot of money, guaranteeing this, but of course things turn bad. The whole system comes down, and that's what happened with AIG back in 2008. That's why we had to lend them, I think it was $180 billion. Otherwise, it would have brought down the whole financial system. Go right ahead, Melody.
And I don't for a minute believe that AIG really paid back that money to the federal government. I mean, if they were able to pay that amount of money back in such a short period of time, why'd they need the loan anyway? I mean, did they really make that much money in order to pay back the loan? Just adds a lot of questions there. But, sometimes the numbers just don't equal. There is things that just don't make sense. But derivatives, absolutely. I mean, there's just the dollar volume is just way beyond what anybody can conceived, but it is one of these problems that's just hanging out there. When I talk about an event, some sort of an event happening, it could be the derivative market. It could stem, the derivative market could fail for when the bond market finally falls apart. You know, when we start having rates that are beginning to rise and the value of the bonds become lower, I mean, you could see that freeze up the derivative markets where we have another one of those problems, because it can be bonds as one of the underlying assets. So, you know, that could be an event. We don't know what the event could be, but that is one that is a very serious one.
And basically, it would be something like this. Let's imagine that I wanted to borrow $1 million from someplace, and they said, "Sir, we'll lend you $1 million, so you're going to have to pay a 6% interest on it, but we'll lend you $1 million, but you have to have security." Well, I don't have that amount of security. And so they said, "Well, all right, we'll lend it to you. We're going to have to put up going to have to pay 8% on that. But of course, the people who are lending me the money basically have to be sure that I'm going to pay it back. And there's a question whether I'm going to pay it back. So they, in addition to take whatever security I put out, they buy an insurance policy. They call it a derivative, that I'm going to pay that money, the $1 million, back again. And so J.P. Morgan Chase says, all right, we'll sell you the insurance policy that Dr. Stan is going to pay that money back again. But of course, J.P. Morgan doesn't put aside $1 million. They say, well, we got lots of money. We're not going to put aside $1 million. We'll just get the 1% to guarantee that the debt will be repaid. But what happens if I don't repay it? And of course, there's certainly not enough assets there. Well, then J.P. Morgan has to come up with $1 million. Well, of course, what happens if we're talking about $1 trillion or $10 trillion? And basically, at one time, J.P. Morgan was holding somewhere in the neighborhood of well over $100 trillion in derivatives. Now, whether they've gotten rid of those today, we don't know. But they certainly, this may be the final economic situation, that just blows the top off of our whole financial system. And if our major banks come down, the whole financial system collapses. I don't think they want that to happen just yet. But at some time in the future, when it serves their purposes, I think it will happen. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I agree, and I also believe that it was the derivative market where JP got into trouble a year ago or 6 months ago, or I think it's been about a year, where they've lost what they had, that $6 billion loss that they all act so surprised about, and I believe it was involved in the derivative market. So, and when you really think about it, you only have, what, 6 major worldwide banks that are probably most involved in these derivatives. And I also believe, like, banks like Bank of America are transferring a lot of those derivatives and putting them into other areas of their bank, so that actually a lot of it would be covered by taxpayers, the federal government. So they're transferring a lot of those derivatives, so that we're on the hook for them if something should happen. So it is not a good picture when you see banks like Bank of America begin to switch these accounts around like that. They know what's coming, and they're preparing for it.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Melody, I want you to tell our listeners again how to get in touch with you, how to get to your website. You actually put out a regular newsletter, how they can get that newsletter, and certainly how they can contact you personally for your suggestions and advice. Our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But what is your telephone number, Melody, and how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And on the main page, there is a spot where you can sign up for a weekly newsletter. We combined forces with Wendy Wilson, Apothecary Herbs, so you get a health and wealth issue. It comes out usually on Tuesdays, Monday or Tuesday. We will give you the report of the week before, metals and some financial news, and we'll also promote specials and so forth and, of course, the health side of it. And we also, you can listen to our live radio program at 4 o'clock Eastern time that we produce on a weekly basis, on a daily basis.
And is that available on shortwave? How can they listen to that?
It's available on shortwave, the live program. We air broadcast through WBCQ and also WWCR on 9880. And WBCQ is 7490, and then it is replayed throughout the day and evening, and even in the morning, they're replayed. And we also have some various local AM stations across the country, with Dallas being probably our largest one right now, other than shortwave.
And what station is that in Dallas?
We just pulled that up, the call letters.
Oh, it doesn't matter if you don't know it off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head at almost midnight on the East Coast, no.
All right, we will forgive you. We'll check about that some other time. But Dallas is one area we do not have an outlet in. We have a great outlet there in Austin. But Dallas is a tremendous market. Do you get a pretty good response from that?
We just started it, but yes, it's beginning to pick up. And there's a lot of gold places in Dallas. And we have some great customers in that area.
Well, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to get gold and silver, you've got to have somebody that you trust. And certainly we've had a lot of people with us through the years selling gold and silver. We've gotten rid of most of them just because they weren't taking good care of our listeners. Well, we've never had a complaint about Melody. She's always done well by our people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast, 464-8295. We'll be back in just a moment here.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Melody is simply saying that she thinks the best means of people protecting their wealth is in gold. And if you want to get into bonds, you want to get into money market funds, you want to get in the stock market, you're laying yourself open for real tragedy. And if you have your money in the bank, you're not getting hardly any interest out of it. And remember, so many of our banks simply are on the verge of financial insolvency, and they're holding a paper currency that has no backing behind it, backed by a Treasury Department which has an overall debt today, a legitimate debt, a generally accepted accounting principles debt, GAAP debt, of $85 to $86 trillion and going up every year. Melody Cederstrom, God bless you. Thanks very much. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
God bless. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. Good okay, night. Fine. That was Melody, certainly one of our favorite supporters. We always enjoy having Melody on. Well, this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. If you're in a position to send me a case of our books, we're almost well over a third of the way towards getting the book reprinted. And you can get a case of books. And the suggested price is less than $2.40 a copy. You have to get 64 copies, however, but you can lend them out. You can sell them. You can give them away. But you will touch people's lives. We had a caller this afternoon who just finished reading the book. And he just talked about what impact it had had on him. And the book will have an impact on people if you can get them to read it and understand that there really are secret organizations out there that run the world, but behind them are powerful spiritual forces, because our enemy is not simply these people, these great wealth who are moving us towards world government, but the spiritual force behind that. And that is, of course, preparing the way for the Antichrist. This is not imaginary. This is really very, very real. And they're leading us from war to war. They control both political parties, make mockery of our electoral process. And it doesn't really matter whether the Democrats or Republicans are in power. It's all going to be the same. The Republicans did not stop Obamacare. Obamacare is going to actually lead to the death of countless millions of Americans, because, of course, they have to kill off the senior citizens. We have 79 million Americans retiring over the next 19 years, and there's no money to provide the Medicare and Social Security benefits. We promise you've got to get rid of them. We're already in the process of doing that in the hospices. They're doing it with something called comfort care. And you go into the hospital in certain places in America today, and they simply take away your food and water, and they give you lots of morphine. They're doing it over in England openly. They kill about 120,000 Englishmen every year. Many of the people in England are afraid to go to the hospital if they're older, because they know they'll never come out alive. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is very real, but don't take my word for it. Go up into the Internet. Go open to the Internet and suddenly look up England, Google in England kills 120,000 people a year. And you'll find it's really true. But then look up comfort care in America. And you'll find that comfort care is simply another term that's used for in the hospices for simply easing people away. And they're not necessarily on the verge of death, but they are when they leave. Very, very dead. We're talking about a nation that's lost its moral compass. Traditionally, we've always tried to save lives as a physician. That was what we were all about, trying to save human lives. And that is changing, unfortunately, because of the teaching in our medical schools today, because we've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools and out of our colleges. Yes, and out of our medical schools as well. And the wonderful idealism that certainly was prevalent when I went to medical school tragically doesn't exist today. And certainly the America I knew will soon become a remembrance of things past. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment. Talk about our Constitution and how we lost the very foundation of what it was once to be an American.
stand beside her, and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home, sweet
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ben Gilmore, and I've known Ben for 30 years. Ben is one of those unique people who believes in America, and as a true patriot, as a true American, he spent the last 30 years putting out regular programs trying to teach people about our Constitution. Ben Gilmore, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, Stan, how are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. And why don't you just tell us, are you still putting out your yearly programs there about the Constitution?
Well, it's more than yearly now. I'm teaching an online course. We use Skype as a virtual classroom, and we teach a three-month online course in Principles of American Government, plus the annual four-day seminar.
Well, why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got started doing it, why you continue, because you're certainly in my age bracket as well, and yet you're still on the front lines trying to make people understand the amazing Constitution that we have that separates America from every other country in the world. How did you get started, and why are you still doing it?
I would enjoy spending an evening with you to discussing nostalgia. It's very timely right now since the statements Karl Rove made today about the fact that he's going to organize the Republican Party to take down the Tea Party, and that's about the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard a patriot say. Anyway, how did I get started? I'm 83 now.
How did you get started? Go ahead.
I was 34 years old in 1963. I was 10 years into marriage. I was 3 years out of graduate school. My first employer out of graduate school, I'd spent a year learning the iron business in Texas, and they moved me up to Connecticut, where I was representing them to military contractors selling exotic steel. I was selling exotic steel. So.
Speak up just a little bit, Ben. Go ahead.
Anyway, I guess you call it back in those days, high-tech steel salesman from Georgia to Maine. While I had learned the steel business after graduate school, somebody gave me a copy of Conscience of a Conservative. You remember that book?
Oh, I remember it so well.
Yeah, that was basically it was a primer on Principles of American Government written by Barry Goldwater. He was a senator from Arizona in those days, and I was impressed with the book. I had slept through all my civics classes. And so when I read the book, I liked it, bought a case off and went up and down my street in Enfield, Connecticut, giving them to my neighbors.
Well, basically, of course, Barry Goldwater explained what America was about, why America is different than other nations and most other countries, why, of course, the king or the emperor or the prince or whatever it is, the parliament, gives you certain privileges. Here in America, of course, we acknowledge that men were free, and they were free because God had made them free, and the people gave the government certain rights to govern over us, but certainly always to be restricted so that they would never impinge upon liberty. Ben, go right ahead.
Well, what happened then, I was interested in trying to do something and didn't have a clue what to do. I ran into a friend of my dad's down in Washington, D.C. that gave me a crash course in critical thinking about politics. Also met Strom Thurmond, who was a great patriot, and he was a senator there. He gave me a copy of Naked Communist. And read that, got impressed to do something about it. So I found a neighbor who knew a little bit about local politics and discovered an interesting thing. The major political decisions in Connecticut at that time were made at the state convention. And the state conventions, the way you got to be a delegate to the state convention was to go to either the Democrat or the Republican caucus in your town. There are 360 towns in Connecticut. So what I discovered is that usually there was a lawyer as the chairman of the local town caucus, the Democrat or the Republican caucus. And it turned out that the Democrat chairman and the Republican chairman were usually law partners, coincidence. At any rate, I didn't know anything about that, neither did anybody else. So it was a good old boys network that would meet, and they would appoint themselves as delegates to the state convention. I took a piece of paper, folded it the size of a dollar bill, folded it in half, put a picture of Goldwater on the front, and lines on the inside to add addresses, printed up a whole bunch of them, and circulated them around Connecticut to Goldwater Clubs of Connecticut. And remember, back in those days, there was no such thing as mass mailings of political stuff. They didn't have mass mailings in those days and didn't have television, and three radio networks pretty well dominated what you knew about politics. And so I circulated these papers that said, put a dollar bill for each address and send it back to me and get on my mailing list. The net result is people came out of the woodwork. Suddenly, our dollar bills started coming in from all over the state, which was supposed to be a liberal state. Mind you, that was way back. That was in 1963.
Hold that thought, Ben. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ben was just saying how he got started in this whole educational effort, which he's been at certainly over half a century now. And basically, Ben certainly started out in 1963 reading Barry Goldwater's book, Conscience of a Conservative, talked about certainly the threat to our freedom. He was living in Connecticut. He actually started circulating copies of Barry Goldwater's book. And then suddenly he actually tried to contact people across the state there, which was a very liberal state, saying, send me a dollar, I'll put you on my mailing list, and we'll start getting you information. Now, remember, in those days, I think it was 3 cents for a stamp. They've destroyed the value of our currency systematically since then, but fortunately today we have the internet, so we can contact people if we care. But back in 1963, Ben Gilmore, aware of the fact that there was a threat to America, believing, as probably as I did at that time, because I got started about the same time, that communism was a threat. Oh, my goodness, there was a wonderful book out by Cleon Skousen, who is actually the uncle of Joel Skousen, who's a regular guest here on Radio Liberty every Thursday and Friday. But Joel's uncle, Cleon Skousen, wrote a book called The Naked Communist, pointing out the power that the communists had in America, pointing out some 46 steps that the communists wanted to enact to bring about a totalitarian state in America. Of course, what we didn't understand at that time is that communism was funded by people of great wealth in the United States who wanted a diversion, who wanted us to focus our attention elsewhere on what was going on in Russia, and of course some time later, what was going on in China, so that we would not understand that the major force driving world authoritarianism or communism, or call it what you will, was right here in the United States. Some years later, Cleon Skousen wrote another book called The Naked Capitalist. His first book, The Naked Communist. His second book, The Naked Capitalist. They are both certainly classic books explaining what's going on. But here we're back in 1963. Ben Gilmore waking up just at the same time I was. Remember, I got started at that time. And Ben suddenly finds there's a communist threat. He begins to organize the people in Connecticut. And pick up the story, Ben.
Well, back when I was doing my research and trying to learn about politics, I went down, I was visiting with Strom Thurmond, senator at that time, and he took me down to the basement of the Senate office building, and he had a locker down there, and there was a great big box of books of Naked Communists. He said that the books on the Naked Communists out on the library shelves had all disappeared. So he gave me the copy. And in the process for our conversation, I said, well, I'm going to do something. And he says, I hope you can. He says, I said, we're going to turn the country around. And he smiles. And he says, look around you. Can you find one single place where you can look and see any success? And I had to put my head down. And I said, no, I can't. And he said, well, we got to keep trying. That was Strom Thurmond. At any rate, back to the story.
Senator Strom Thurmond was one of the great patriots of another era of 50 years ago. Go ahead.
So the Goldwater Club network started building up, and then next thing you know, there was a political event occurred in one of the towns in Hartford, and I sent out a notice that everybody come to the event. And conservatives came out of the woodwork and scared the pajamas off of the party hacks, the elitists that were running the Republican Party in Connecticut. All of a sudden, there was a whole bunch of people that were enthusiastic and active and excited. It's kind of like the Tea Party meetings that you have today. But that was, remember, back in those days, that was unheard of. And the grassroots had come out. So suddenly they wanted to get control of that mailing list. Somehow, I was pretty dumb and pretty naive, but something told me to keep control of the mailing list and to offer to circulate anything they wanted me to circulate, but I'd do the circulating. The net result of that was that when they had strategy meetings and so forth, this nobody that they discussed, they thought was just a flash in the pan. This conservative movement was not really for real. It was they weren't intelligent. They weren't wealthy. They didn't understand the Republican Party. But they had to invite me to the meetings because if they wanted to get the word out, they had to do it through me. So this political nobody suddenly was in the backroom strategy meetings with Austin Colgate and Gordon Reed, and a bunch of the people down in Greenwich, big names, big dollar people. And later on, jumping ahead of the story a bit, they were talking about resurrecting Nixon. And I said, Nixon is going to embarrass you. And they said, no, you don't know what you're talking about. We know what we're doing. Well, he sure did embarrass them, didn't he? At any rate, getting into the fun part of the story, there was a state convention coming up where they were going to nominate delegates to the national convention in San Francisco. Francisco at the Cow Palace. Connecticut was going to send 16 delegates, and the Goldwater campaign had negotiated for 4 of those 16 delegates. Granton and Rockefeller were both running for the nomination, as well as Goldwater.
So this is 1964. I remember that convention very well at the Cow Palace in San Francisco, South San Francisco.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't, but I was following it very closely at the time. Go ahead, Ben.
Oh, that was... We were having a fun time in Connecticut preparing for that. There was a closet conservative named MacArthur. I think his name was Charles MacArthur, but he had developed a method of blowing up photographs to 4 or 5, 6 foot size. And the Republican leadership in the state had hired him to make a picture sign of Eisenhower and another one of Lincoln, two Republicans, to hang above the speaker's rostrum on either side of the state convention hall there in Hartford, Connecticut, during the state convention. So they had hired him to do that. What they didn't know was that he was also one of our people for Goldwater, and he had done all sorts of things for us. One of the interesting things, he took a roll of blueprint paper and sawed it so it was about 18 inches of across, like think of a toilet paper roll. And then he ran it through a blueprint machine, and it said big block letters Goldwater with a picture of Goldwater and another big block letters Goldwater. And ran the whole toilet roll through the Osmond machine. So we had a gigantic, long, I don't know how long it must have been. It must have been a quarter of a mile long. At any rate, it was all rolled up like a toilet roll. And we had trained about a dozen housewives that were conservative and could talk conservative principles and wouldn't have to back down to anybody. They were Goldwater girls. We got them Western hats and Goldwater Arizona, white blouses, gold wraparound skirts, and a gold sash that said Goldwater. And we took those signs. They were about 15 feet between each picture of Goldwater, and we'd cut one of those signs off and put it on the side of a convertible, so we had a bumper to bumper sign. It said Goldwater. Then you'd cut the sign and tape it so the doors would open. And we put those on both sides of these convertibles, and we had a number of nice-looking convertibles.
Well, Ben, those were wonderful, wonderful days. But everybody need to get what basically happened. Of course, Barry Goldwater did get the nomination. And then, of course, the Rockefeller forces actually undermined him. But basically, then, how did you actually get started putting on your conventions, putting on your classes, trying to teach people about the Constitution? What was it that got you started doing that?
I'd be happy to go and share that with you. But the thing I want to pass on is that ordinary people like I was, that didn't know a lot about politics, were able to take over a state convention and actually maneuver it. And it was a fun thing, and we certainly did it. Then years later, at the end of the Goldwater campaign, we moved to California. One of the things I learned in the Goldwater campaign was that Cliff White, the director of the campaign, was much like Karl Rove today. These are guys that run campaigns and maneuver politics and don't really understand the principles that are behind the patriotic American. They're thinking in terms of just political physical mechanics and they don't understand the motivation behind it, like you and me.
Well, these people are all about power. The last thing they want is for the American, this idea of individual freedom under God, to become prevalent. These people actually want to control, and basically whether they're knowingly or unknowingly working for what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness doesn't really matter. Karl Rove wants to do away with the Tea Party movement. Why? Because they don't want any opposition. They want to put their people into power, and the Democrats and Republicans, they're pretty well pushing exactly the same things. The Republicans are all in favor of big government. They just don't want it quite as big as the Democrats, but neither political party speaks for these ideas of individual liberty under God, which of course was once the foundation of this country. Karl Rove is part of the establishment, just like Barack Obama is. We'll be back in a moment. Go right ahead, Ben.
Yeah, well, the next thing that happened to me, we moved out to California. I was writing letters to the editor, a local newspaper editor, liked what I had written and offered me a newspaper column. So I became a newspaper columnist and learned more about politics. Came involved with Youth with a Mission, which is a Christian youth organization. And the leadership of the youth organization was told there were a couple ladies in San Francisco they ought to meet, Miss Hall and Miss Slater from the Foundation for American Christian Education.
Ben, I'm going to have my producer call you back. I don't think we have a good call. I'm not getting as clear a signal as I want to. You're on a regular telephone, are you?
I'm on a hard line talking right into the receiver.
Okay, well then let's go right ahead. If you talk right into the receiver, maybe it'll be fine. Go ahead.
At any rate, I carried the briefcases for these leaders of Youth with a Mission into and met the founders of Foundation for American Christian Education. They were well before all of the patriotic efforts to restore understanding like David Barton and the other guys that are so popular today and talking about American history and American heritage. And, these were the bellwether, these two ladies that founded Foundation for American Christian Education in San Francisco way back 50 years ago. At any rate, I was impressed with them, started learning principles of American government from them as well as tying it together with the practice of politics that I had seen in Connecticut and with my newspaper column. Net result, we started Foundation ACH Study Groups, which was the organization that my wife and I founded, and we've been teaching principles of American government ever since. At the Foundation for American Christian Education, the acronym is FACE. At FACE, Miss Hall had a red pin at every place where they had sold literature or where they had people that were following them. And they were all over the continent. People would look at that map and say, oh, you ought to have organized a big organization. And she would say, no, no, no. If you make a big organization, that's just one target for the enemy to attract. Rather, what you do is to make a whole bunch of little organizations that are sister organizations and will work together. So we formed American ACH Study Groups. James Rose formed ACI, Pilgrim Institute, Wall Builders. All of these look at their roots. They go back to the Foundation for American Christian Education. That's how I got started.
Well, certainly you had a tremendous impact through the years. But unfortunately, the other side has been very, very effective of neutralizing this effort. And basically, people certainly would love to have freedom, but they don't understand what freedom's about.
They love
America, but they don't understand what America's about.
That's
There's
right.
There's been an organized effort to change our teaching in our grammar schools and in our high schools and in our college and at the graduate level. And actually, even in law school today, most lawyers have never read the Constitution. We'll be back in just a moment with Ben Gilmore. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Ben has simply been talking about how it was that he began his programs many years ago to teach people about the American Constitution, and certainly I'd even forgotten the names of Verna Hall and her associate. There were two women who put together a program to teach the American people about our Constitution, and basically we have a wonderful, wonderful history, which is never taught in our schools today because our educational system has been taken over. It is not taught in our colleges, it is not taught in our law schools. And the trouble is that the secret of America, the dream of America, the idealism of America, the very principles of our Constitution are so unknown and foreign to most people. And yet, of course, Ben has been teaching this for a long period of time. What is the secret of our Constitution? It is the concept that we have to have a limited federal government that is limited to only 18 subjects, and anything beyond that is unconstitutional. We have elected officials who swear to uphold our Constitution and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's the word in the oath people swear. And yet so many of the people who swear that oath are themselves enemies of the Constitution because they say there's a problem, let the federal government solve it. And that was what our founding fathers feared, an all-powerful federal government they knew would one day be used to undermine the freedom of the American people. And that's exactly what's going on today. And now we go from war to war. We're not fighting these wars. Certainly to bring freedom and democracy to other countries any more than we brought freedom and democracy to Egypt or to Tunisia or to Libya, or we're going to bring it to the other countries. We fight many of these foreign wars, as we did with Vietnam, simply as a distraction. So the American people would be watching what was going on over in television in Vietnam without realizing we were adopting step by step the foundations of the Great Society, which was intent upon bringing Marxism and the communist philosophy to America. And that's where we got Medicare and Medicaid and welfare and all of these programs, federal welfare programs, that today, of course, are destroying the infrastructure of our society, making people dependent upon government, and, of course, will eventually bankrupt and destroy this nation. And that's what the plan is. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Ben, go right ahead.
I don't think that's going to succeed, though, because of the hand of God. What we did not, going back to the roots.
Just speak right up, Ben, please.
Going back to the roots of what it was that influenced the founding fathers and inspired them to put their lives and their fortunes literally in their sacred honor on the table were the biblical principles of government that were first taught in England by John Locke and then by Blackstone. These guys had a powerful influence not only on the founding fathers, but also on the founding pastors. And the net result was the pastors were teaching principles of individuality and self-government and private property, quality character, and local authority. They were teaching these biblical principles using Locke and Blackstone and the other philosophers that had influenced our founding fathers. They were also influencing the people in the pews through the sermon. The net result, when de Tocqueville came over to see what was going on in America, he was impressed with the political sophistication of the man on the street. The reason for that was because of people like John Locke writing, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that's Locke. They're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that's Locke. Natural law and revealed law, the laws of nature and of nature's God, that's Locke. These things are being taught from the pulpit, and that, as a result, the man on the street understood these things. So when the Constitution and the Declaration were written, the man on the street understood them and understood the significance of them.
And people don't understand. John Locke had lived in England in the 1600s, yet he was talking about nature's God and nature's law, and that all men were created equal. These were the ideas that were espoused in the Declaration of Independence, and they never teach that today. These were where Thomas Jefferson got his ideas that became the very foundation of America. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who hate America, but who hate freedom. And they've infiltrated and taken over our universities. Even more tragically, they've infiltrated our religious seminaries. And they are people in our religious seminaries who simply kept our ministers from understanding the Christian foundation, the ideas upon which America was founded. And they're so effective today that certainly most of our ministers will not speak out on these issues. They've been indoctrinated in the idea all they do is teach God's word. Without understanding that, of course, America is going to be lost unless the people to return to God. But our foundations of freedom in America come from God, not from government.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest this evening is Ben Gilmore, and Ben is putting on the American Christian History for seminars going all the way back, well, ever since I first met him 30 years ago or more. But Ben, of course, talks about the foundation of America. It was foundation of the ideas put forward by John Locke, who had certainly died long before America was ever founded. He was an Englishman, but he wrote about these ideas that there were certain natural laws, God's nature and nature's law and God's law, and basically the fact that all men were created equal. These were the ideas put forward by John Locke. They were a century later certainly incorporated into the Declaration of Independence by Thomas Jefferson, who understood what Locke and Blackstone and the other Englishmen had written about the importance certainly of freedom under God and how pivotal God was. And of course, this was the foundation of America, and at one time our ministers knew this, and when America was founded, the revolution took place, our ministers were solidly behind these concepts that freedom came from God, and we were going to establish a nation where men could be free in the United States. Now, certainly they've infiltrated our schools, they've infiltrated our seminaries, they've convinced our ministers that this isn't true, they shouldn't be talking about this, and certainly if you are a minister and you talk about these things today, you'll be rooted out of the church because they have their people planted in the major churches, usually on the board of elders, in churches across America. Why? Because the last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth. They control the media, they control our churches, or they certainly have their people controlling the educational system. And not only that, but the banks, the corporations, the military, the leaders of both political parties. And what's on the other side? Well, a few people like Ben and I and others who believe in America, who believe this was founded by Christians as a nation where men could be free. And of course, the people who created this country and signed the Constitution signed it in the day of our Lord. I wonder who they were talking about, the day of our Lord. And people tell you, oh, there's nothing about Jesus Christ in the Constitution. Sure there is. That's our Lord. You hear them and read the seventh article of the Constitution, you'll find that reference. But, of course, this is never mentioned in schools today. And when you do mention it, they will immediately try to talk you down and say, well, that was just a form that they used. Ladies and gentlemen, they had the French Revolution shortly after that. It was a revolution by atheists. And when, of course, they actually established their new constitution, they didn't do that in the name of our Lord. They did away with Christianity. They banned Christianity. They even started a new calendar that was to start at the time of the revolution because they did not want any reference to our Lord Jesus Christ in that revolution. And, of course, it lasted for a little over less than 10 years. And then the whole system collapsed. And they went into a dictatorship under a man named Napoleon Bonaparte. Go right ahead, Ben.
Yeah, the thing that Locke...
Oh, just speak right up, please.
The thing that Locke and the others were teaching was that everything that's created has laws to govern it. And when you step outside those laws, you step into chaos. So the laws of nature, gravity, space, these things... The laws of human nature, don't take advantage of your brother, don't bear false witness, all are consistent with the laws, with the biblical laws, which are the laws of nature and of nature's God, the natural law and revealed law. All of these things were well known and well understood by the founders, and the solution to our problems in America today, I believe, are to relearn those fundamental principles that inspired our founding fathers. And that, you can't do that, I don't think, except one-on-one. So, my commitment, my life commitment is, to teach what the Lord has given me to teach to whoever He puts in front of me. And I guess over the last 30 years, there's been a lot of seeds planted. Certainly you have too. My focus, Stan, is to teach what's right. There are lots of people out there talking about what's wrong. No difficulty in finding that, but I want to teach what's right because a lot of people don't know that. They don't know what's right.
Ben, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your teaching, and basically, of course, how they could come to an American Christian History seminar. But you're teaching this on the Internet? You're using the Internet now? Or how are you getting this out?
Yeah, well, the best way to get it, one, would be to call me. Another would be to go to the website, ACH Study Groups, plural, achstudygroups.com.
Okay, and how can people get in touch with you? Did you put your telephone number out, or would you allow?
916-722-2501. I'll say it again. 916-722-2501.
And this is one of the finest of the programs to teach the Constitution I've ever seen. I think I went to at least three or four Benton seminars and learned something every time I went there, because this was many years ago. But I'm indebted to Ben for it, not only what I learned, but for his dedication to the cause of freedom. And ladies and gentlemen, if you care about freedom, you have to know what you believe in. And to know what you believe in, you have to understand the history of America. You have to understand Blackstone's teaching and John Locke's teaching and Montesquieu. Most people don't even have any idea who Montesquieu was. But he was certainly he was a French philosopher, and his ideas were instrumental in the foundation of our Declaration of Independence and in our Constitution. And these things are never taught in school today, because there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. Ben Gilmore is a wonderful, wonderful source of information. Ben, you go right ahead. Incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ben Gilmore, go right ahead.
You were talking about Montesquieu. He lived 1689 to 1755, and they were even discussing evolution back in those days. Here's a quote from Montesquieu. "They who assert that a blind fatality produced the various effects we behold in this world, being talked very absurdly, for can anything be more unreasonable than to pretend that a blind fatality could be productive of intelligent beings?" So, even Montesquieu.
We are indebted to Montesquieu for this idea of the republic, and a republic different than a democracy. It was his ideas of establishing a republic that was the inspiration for John Adams and certainly James Madison and Thomas Jefferson The other founding fathers of America. Montesquieu wrote a book on the republic. And those ideas translated then became the foundation for the formation of America. Would that be an accurate assessment, Ben?
Absolutely. And we have forgotten those, and we need to relearn those. We'll go back to the original sources. And one of the things I learned from Miss Hall at the Foundation for American Christian Education was always go for original sources. And one of the things that she said she had discovered, when you start going back to the source of something, and then the source of that source, and then the source of that source, you always end up at God.
And I think that's really so true. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Spokane. I think this is probably Ron, who's the teacher up there. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Ron, how are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan, and I have to take a slight issue with you folks.
Okay, go ahead.
You said that they never teach that in school. I just taught that today.
Well, I know, but you're one of those rare teachers, of course.
Back when we had, I gave constitutions to anybody who wanted them. In fact, part of it was just, I was subbing in the school.
Ron, how many teachers teach what you do? How many teachers know what you do? How many teachers feel as deeply about our country as you do?
Well, you got me there.
Then we will forgive you for disagreeing with us. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, one of the kids said they had to talk about human rights. I said, well, where do these human rights come from? So I got out the Declaration of Independence and showed endowed by their creator. And it says it's capital C. And I said, why is it capitalized? And they realize, you know, it's from God. They start saying, I ask them where the rights come from the government. No, they don't come from the government. So it's right here. It comes from God. And it's the government's to protect those rights. They don't come from the government. Otherwise, the government can take them away.
Right on, man.
And I said, was this a democracy? And the kid said, yeah. I said, well, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. I said, now, what's a republic? And I said, oh, well, you vote for the president. Wait a second. No. It's not that. It's a rule of law. See, a democracy is three wolves and a sheep voting for what to decide what to eat for lunch. I said, you don't have any rights in a democracy. The mob could take it away. We have rights here, and they're codified in the Constitution. And, you know, the kids were just fascinated by that.
Oh, Ron, I love it.
Oh, yeah. But one of the things I said about human rights, they said, their teacher said, don't use the Bill of Rights. Use something like the Declaration of Human Rights or something like that.
But I said, the average teacher doesn't know, and most people do not have the courage that you have to put it out. But basically,
well, I said,
it's just take to speak the truth.
Well, I said, look, I said, the United Nations has no jurisdiction in the United States. That's absolutely meaningless what they said. The supreme law of the land, you can see it in Article 6 of the Constitution, is the Constitution. So it says that it's the supreme law. That means it's over everything. And when Article 1, Section 1 says all legislative powers should be vested in the Constitution, the Congress of the United States, that means these judicial pronouncements and executive orders, they don't apply. They all legislative powers come from Congress.
And basically, the president has no right to put forward an Obamacare program. A 2,564 pages. The congressman didn't read that. In fact, Nancy Pelosi said, you know, we got to pass this legislation so we can find out what's inside it. And I'll tell you, it's a disaster. It's unconstitutional. And it was simply because they had some things on Justice Roberts. There's a great deal of question about his sexuality. And he was the one justice, Supreme Court justice, who actually voted. And he was the swing vote that said the Obamacare is constitutional. It is not. And it was put forward by the president, not by Congress. Obama doesn't believe in our nation. Obama is not an American. He has a fraudulent birth certificate. He has a fraudulent draft card. He has certainly a fraudulent Social Security number. And yet, of course, nobody's going to say that publicly for fear that he'll send his agents out. And he'll do to him what he's doing to other American citizens and simply have them killed. The president has the right to have anybody he wants killed as long as he says they're a terrorist. Where did he get that right? They've simply taken it unto themselves because they do not believe. The life is a gift of God because these people don't believe in God. They worship a different God. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, I just emphasize the fact that you go back to this basis document, the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Those are the rules by which we are to operate our country. And the kids were fascinated by this.
Ron, why do you think that most of the schools don't have that in their curriculum anymore?
Well, I think they've taken over the teachers' colleges. I think they've taken over the textbooks.
Thomas Sowell made an interesting comment. He said the best way to improve education is to shut down all the college departments of education all over the country, and that'll improve education.
I think that's probably very, very true. And basically what people don't understand is there is a subversive movement in America, and they control our universities today. And if you are a teacher and you dare to speak out, they'll come after you. And I've talked to people who've been thrown out of universities, even though they had tenure, because they've told the truth. Ron, one or two more points, then we'll let you go.
Well, I just want to commend Mr. Gilmore for what he's done. And I just want to say that I think the kids are fascinated by our heritage. If we can reconnect them with our heritage, I think we have a chance to turn this country around.
Amen, Ron.
God bless. Thanks very much.
We'll take them one at a time.
Thanks very much, Ron.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Bye-bye. Well, Ben Gilmore has been doing this. When did you start teaching the Constitution? What year was it?
I guess it's whatever 30 years ago was.
Well, basically, I think I can look back certainly in the early 1980s when I was over there.
You were one of the early students.
Well, I really was. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Because this, you did a good job of teaching me, and of course I try to use my programs.
Yeah, you were on your way before you got to our class.
I know, but it's been a fascinating journey. And certainly if we can take other people out there in the listening audience along with us, let me suggest you get hold of Ben and you get his material. He got this from Verna Hall, and she was teaching this thing 70 years ago, 60 or 70 years ago. Verna Hall and her associate gave their lives to educate people. They educated Ben. They educated me. And you out there in the listening audience need to get the information. There's no better source than Ben Gilmore. And so you can actually go to the American Christian History Seminars, is it?
Yes.
American Christian History Seminars, go ACH Seminars up there on the internet. Get the information, learn the Constitution, and then start teaching it. Young people want to know the truth, and they're being lied to in school. Ben, go right ahead.
Let me share
and
something
speak
about...
Speak right up, don't be bashful.
Let me share something about education. If the scripture verse is true, that the fear of the Lord or the reverence for the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, doesn't it follow that an irreverent teacher is incapable of producing a wise student? Except for people like Ron, the public school system in America has been made irreverent by law, by fiat. And the net result is that the wise students are going to come from the homeschoolers, the students that have learned at the knees of reverent teachers. So they will have their wisdom. And homeschooling, I think, is the hope for the nation in the future.
And because basically it's hard to do it, so many of our families are dependent upon two salaries, but if you have children, you have an obligation to bring them up in the way of the Lord. And you send them to public schools, they'll destroy their faith in God and in family and country, and they'll come out a little globalist. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Go right ahead, Ron. Ben, go ahead, Ben.
Well, I would like to wrap up by saying my phone number and my website address again, and encourage those of you that are interested in what we have to review the website, surf it, have a look at the students' comments, and then get in touch with us. The phone number is 916-722-2501. And the website is ACH Study Groups. We've never put words to ACH like American Christian Heritage or American Christian History. We just say ACH, we get better press that way. ACH Study Groups, that's plural, ACHStudyGroups.com. ACHStudyGroups.com. And we'd love to hear from you, and we sure do appreciate you, Stan. Thank you so much for your broadcast and all of the people that you reach all across the country.
Thank you for everything you do, Ben. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Ben Gilmore, an old friend, and basically his ACHseminars.com. ACHseminars.com. And you get the information you need to know the foundation of this country. If the people don't understand the foundation of our society, how can we preserve it? And that's why we're losing it. But you must understand that the wicked people, the Brotherhood as I call them, basically these people who belong to one or another of the secret societies, but largely coordinated to the great tax exam foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie. And if you haven't read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written in 1958, warning against the subversive influence of the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie foundations, you need to get the book, and it's well worthwhile reading. They've done everything they could to suppress that book for many years. I kept it in print for 20 years now, and fortunately we can still get your copies of it. Then you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read it, and you need to learn who these people are. And you understand that they have an agenda. They intend, of course, to enslave the world under their control, and then, of course, they intend to dramatically decrease the population. They're not going to do that until everything is in place. However, the only thing that is going to alter that, I believe, is God bringing his judgment on America. And God does bring his judgment on America, because certainly whenever a nation turns against God, God withdraws his support from that nation. How do we know what's going to happen to America? Why, very simply, you read the scriptures, you find out about Babylon. And in the Revelation, if you read the Revelation, we look at the reference to Babylon the Great. And what happens to Babylon the Great? Why, it's destroyed, ladies and gentlemen. It's destroyed. And, of course, it's destroyed, and the financial center of the world is destroyed, because that is what Babylon is. And, of course, the merchants of the world weep, because, of course, no longer is they have no way of selling things, because the merchants of the world, the center of the finances of the world is destroyed, and that, of course, is New York City. And I think that if the scriptures are correct, and if the prophecies are correct, this is going to happen. How soon it's going to happen, I can't tell you, but I would make your preparations accordingly. And basically, I think we're in terrible, terrible straits at the present time. And I believe, of course, our job is to warn people what lies ahead. And then, of course, the solution would be for this country to turn back to God. I don't see any of our leaders doing that. Most of our great religious leaders have been effectively neutralized. The Christian church has been neutralized because they infiltrated the seminaries. They've infiltrated the Vatican. And the Vatican is protecting pedophiles and homosexuals. Why do you think they're doing that? Because, of course, they've infiltrated the Catholic Church. They've infiltrated the Protestant Church. Ted Haggard was a homosexual who used his position as the head of the National Associations of Evangelical Christians that contained 30 million Protestants. They used that to undermine the teaching of Christianity in this country. They knew exactly what they were doing. They just didn't want the public to know. And basically, what can you do? Well, you can join the Radio Liberty family. There are a few other organizations out there that have not yet been infiltrated, and help them get the word out if you'd like to help us. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Gun Owners of America is doing a great job. And certainly Alex Jones is doing a great job. Joyce Riley is doing a great job. Pastor Noah Hutchings, and Sean Leffler. We go down the list, Joyce Riley, certainly Pat Butch Palm, all trying to get the information out. We all need your help if you're in a position, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get a case of my books and sell or simply lend them out or give them away. Always you can get a case of the books for $149.95, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders, our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're involved in the spirits of battle for the souls of men who will survive Christian civilization.
Let us all be grateful for a life. ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Tuesday. It is the 5th of February, 2013. You're in the right place. If you want to hear what's about to take place, that is with the gun deception, the deception that we've got to take away guns from good people so that only bad people will have them, well, we'll be talking about S-150. And I want to thank Larry for sending S-150 so we could get a full copy of it. Just out, breaking the wires, is S-150. What are you going to do when they take your, when they come for your gun? Well, I don't think a lot of people are going to be giving up their guns. I really, really don't. And I think this is pretty much evidence of that. I think we're going to be seeing people saying, not no, but heck no. And that is building, even though the state of Missouri now wants to do a nice little law that says if your children are in a public school, you must tell the school how many weapons you have, probably where they are and which ones they